Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Catholics read the Scriptures commentary on Benedict XVI's Verbum Domini by Bevel Bramwell, OMI, has been referred to as a clarion call to Catholics to spread the Word of God and emphasize the role of Scripture in the Eucharistic life and the mission of the Church. Benedict XVI's exhortation Verbum Domini is a concise summary of the theology of Scripture in the Catholic Church. Father Bramwell, OMI, teaches systematic theology at Catholic Distance University. He's from South Africa, did his doctorate at Boston College, has 5 books to his credit. And Father Bevel Bramwell, author of Catholics Read the Scriptures, commentary on Benedict XVI's Verbum Domini, is our guest on This Week in America. Father, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. That's really nice.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here, and the book is getting such rave reviews, and you've done such an excellent job of breaking this down to language that we all can understand. When did you get interested in studying Scripture?
Well, it started way back. I was a teenager, and I was asked to be a regular reader at the Eucharist, and that's where my interest kind of started. And then, of course, in the seminary, you get a lot of training and a lot of practice, and it's just remained that way ever since.
In your life as a priest, where does the Scripture come into your life? How does that fit into your daily life as a priest?
Well, in a couple of ways. First of all, we pray the Divine Office every day. I'm saying religious do, and so the whole of the Divine Office is just simply pieces of Scripture. And then in addition to that, I always preach out in a parish on Sunday mornings, and I have to prepare a homily. So I'm thinking about the 3 or 4 Scripture texts that are going to be used, and I'm thinking about that and praying about it all the way through the week.
So this is something that's a daily occurrence to you, obviously a very important part of who you are in your role in the Church. With us on the program is Father Bevel Bramwell, and the book is called Catholics Read the Scriptures. You'll find the book available at Amazon, the usual places, readersmagnet.com as well. What was the synod on the world, Word of God in the world all about?
Well, it was a synod called by Pope Benedict XVI. As you know, they have synods on a regular basis, and they have had in Rome ever since Vatican II. And so this synod was 2 years after the synod on the Holy Eucharist, and it very appropriately kind of flowed into this synod. And Benedict was very interested in trying to get more people to be interested in Scripture, because there is this kind of layer of thought in the Church still that, oh, the Protestants have Scripture and we have the sacraments. And it's kind of, no, actually we have both. And so the idea was to pull in a bunch of bishops, and they also had a chief rabbi from Haifa, and also a patriarch from, and I'm forgetting the name of the city, and these two also contributed as well, because they obviously had, a sense of Scripture from their own religions.
Yes. It's fascinating. The book is Catholics Read the Scriptures. Father Bevel Bramwell, OMI, is our guest on the program. The role of the Pope is interesting. Why does the Pope, how is it his authority to be the one who writes the document? Talk about the background on that and why it's the Pope that writes the document.
Well, it's just that, he's chief teacher in the Church, responsible for guarding the tradition. And so when the Vatican, which is essentially just his office, when they call a synod, then he's present and obviously participates in the synod. And then he gets to put the final document together. And obviously other people take a look at it. There was a 2-year gap between the synod, which was 2008, and the issuing of the document, which was 2010. Interestingly enough, on the feast of St. Jerome, deliberately, they chose that date. But in those 2 years, you know, he prepares a document, passes it around, talks to theologians, bishops about this, and then kind of the polished document comes out under his signature as the official statement from the synod.
Is the gap normally 2 years? Is that something that it takes to, as you say, go back, sort of polish, have everyone go over? Is that sort of typical of a gap, like possibly several years in the process of a document?
Oh, yeah. You know, it depends on how complex the document is.
Yes.
And obviously, Scripture is an incredibly important part of the church, so you can't be casual with that. And as a result, you know, he checks with a lot of people, and obviously went back and checked with a bunch of the bishops at the synod, you know, is this genuinely what you guys were saying, you know? And the only problem was the document came out in 2010, and I, you know, asked one of the cardinals who had been there, why didn't it make more of a splash? And he said, well, think about it. That week that the document was issued was the same week that the scandal in the Vatican happened about the issuing the leaking of emails, internal emails inside the Vatican.
Yes.
And guess which story got the priority
exactly.
in the media?
Exactly. Yeah. Interesting little background here that I was not aware of. Father Bevel Bramwell, OMI, our guest on the program. The book is Catholics Read the Scriptures. Why do you call Verbum Domini a compendium of Catholic teaching on Scripture?
Well, obviously the Church has been handling Scripture for 2,000 years, and we've discovered what the rules are to actually keep faithful to what's there. And Vatican II did a really good job of summarizing essentially the main rules for handling Scripture. But, of course, it's a council, so it's not the only document that's coming out. And as a result, Verbum Dei is short by comparison with this document. Here in this document, you've got a much longer treatment of how Scripture is, first of all, to be understood, to be valued, and then to be used so that it's a vital part of church life. So you get a lot of other things that you wouldn't have touched in Verbum Dei. You get things like the scriptures being a code for culture. Now, you know, who would have thought of that in the 60s? Now, here is Benedict coming after John Paul II, who had such a fascination with culture and trying to bring the gospel into culture. And here's obviously the synod and then Benedict putting culture as one of the subtitles in their document.
You had the time to go back and really study the document, what it's all about, and then present it in the book, Catholics Read the Scriptures. Was there one thing that really stuck out to you as you were reading about the document?
Yes, it's the idea that the Scriptures are a dialogue between God and us. We have gotten so used to books simply being marks on a page, and the marks on a page theory just doesn't work with Scripture. It is alive, and consequently, if you sit down, for example, and read a psalm, you will know you are in the presence of God, and more than that, you will be hearing from God, learning about God, actually being challenged at the same time.
What was the challenge like for you to take that, and you just very capably described what your thoughts as you were reading and the importance, and then present it in such a way that it's relatable, it's understandable to the public. In reading reviews, everyone says, I can understand, I can apply it, this literally can be life-changing. How challenging was that to to make the presentation so that it would be relatable to the general public?
Well, yeah, I appreciate I've been doing theology for 30 years at least, and so I've read a lot of documents and studied people like John Paul II and Benedict XVI in great detail. And as a result, you kind of begin to appreciate their pastoral style.
Oh, yes.
You know when John Paul II is in technical, in the zone of technical language, and you know when John Paul II is shifting gears and getting into pastoral language. And the same with Benedict. You know, both of these guys were great pastors in their way. And as a result, you kind of learn a style of language. You know, their technical terms, how do you use them? If you use them, you might just decide to leave the technical terms out and paraphrase, create a sentence that says the same thing as that technical word. And as a result, the register, as we call it in writing, the register of the language is shifted to a certain level. And basically, I've always been taught to write at about the level of a good newspaper article. That's kind of my benchmark.
Well, and you do it so well, and amazing insights into the popes. It's fascinating to hear what goes into your writing, research, and publishing. Catholics Read the Scriptures is the name of the book. The author is Father Bevel Bramwell, OMI, our guest on the program. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, also at readersmagnet.com. Father, why is the first part of Verbum Domini called The God Who Speaks?
Well, it's really the treatment of salvation history. God literally starts salvation history with Abraham and starts to speak into his life. And you see it with him all the way through Moses, through David, all the way up to Christ, when the Word becomes a concrete human being. And so, obviously, speaking is something really significant about the nature of God. And what Benedict does, and obviously the bishops had gone along with this, was to look into the prologue of John's Gospel, you know, the first 18 verses there. And in that, it starts out, in the beginning, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And what Benedict does is to unpack that and say, well, look, there's an inner dialogue, an inner communion going on between Father and Son in the Holy Spirit, in God himself. That's the life of God. And that is what is being opened out into our history, so that we experience the God who speaks. And if we are interested, if we cooperate with grace, we will begin to join that inner conversation of God between the Father and the Son in the Spirit. And Benedict lays this out in beautiful detail. But the whole thing is appreciating, look, we're created in the image of God. So that must mean there is some need for conversation, some need for a word. And guess who's going to supply the word? Well, it's God himself. And that will allow us then, and this is the second part of this presentation, is we will begin to discover who we are once God speaks to us. Vatican II made a very important statement about that in the document on the Church in the Modern World. And this is where it comes from. It's the idea that we are in the image of God, and consequently we need God to help us to become who we are meant to be.
Talk about the concept that we are in dialogue with God through Scripture. That you've touched on that several times during our conversation. How important is that realization?
Well, I think it allows Scripture to be Scripture. Otherwise, Scripture just becomes a book that's studied in a university department. But if it's a book that literally is the lens that God speaks to us through, then we can enjoy it in the sacraments. we can enjoy it in our own personal prayer, because there's a lot about personal prayer in this document. And we can also begin to appreciate, as I said, who we are. We actually discover our identity by being accepting, okay, I'm in a dialogue with God, rather than, no, my identity is going to depend on which philosophy is being passed around at my university. You know, who are the power groups in the politics in the city? And of course, I live in Washington, so
yes.
You see the power groups, and people form their whole identity based on which power group they belong to. Well, I mean, all these things are transitory. They won't be around in 100 years. And yet, God will be. And consequently, we've got to accept where the authentic source of our identity is coming from. And it's God.
The book we're discussing is Catholics Read the Scriptures, Commentary on Benedict XVI's Verbum Domini by Bevel Bramwell, OMI. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Readersmagnet.com. We'll have all those on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Benedict XVI mentions liturgy very often. Why is that?
Well, obviously, we are a liturgical church. We have a hierarchy, and the hierarchy celebrates the liturgy with us. That's a complicated issue on itself, but you know, we won't go into that. What we do have to appreciate is that each liturgy, whether it's a sacrament like baptism or a marriage or whatever, all the way up to the great supreme sacrament, which of course is the Holy Eucharist, all of these sacraments, the celebrations of those sacraments, are always wrapped around Scripture. And even the prayers, if you know enough Scripture, you can see where the wording of the prayers comes from. And so Scripture really is literally God speaking to us. And that's why you have at Mass two parts: Liturgy of the Word, we hear from God. Liturgy of the Eucharist, we take the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and offer it to God in return. And that's really why liturgy is just so central.
Let me take that just one step further. What does Scripture have to do with the mission of the church? Talk about that, please.
Well, the point is, the church was founded by Jesus Christ, and the whole point was he came to speak, you know, he who sees me sees the Father, that all that theology in the Gospels. And Jesus essentially spoke the Word. He spoke the Word, traveled around, did what he could do. People like Paul carried it even further. In fact, almost all the way around the Mediterranean in Paul's case. And the whole charter of the church is go out and share the word of God with everybody. And if you go back, say, 3rd century, 4th century, you'll find a beautiful theology where the theologians are saying, and these are the fathers of the church, they're good, reliable thinkers and writers, and these people are saying, look, God is making his people into one people who can become, remember the word dialogue, we've been using that a lot,
yes,
to become a dialogue partner with God. Not because God needs anything, but basically because God wishes us the deepest happiness that he could wish us. And as a result, if he can pull the population of the world together, it can become a much better dialogue partner than if you just have two or three Catholics, for example.
I mentioned in the beginning, this is the most recent book. You've written a number of books. What are you working on now? Is there another book that you're working on?
Yes. I've kind of had to put it aside for a while because I'm doing 32 lectures on the thought of Thomas Aquinas. But my hobby book at the moment is Religious Life, How to Understand It, What Is It For, even, and then kinds of things that you maybe would be surprised that you find in religious life. And so, you know, what's the intellectual life of a religious? What is community life like? What do religious experience in terms of a diocese and so on? And then a lot about personal prayer, doing the office, because the office is a very important part of religious life. And as a result, you know, that's gradually becoming a book. But as I say, it's on the back burner at the moment because these lectures have got to get done.
It sounds like you've got so many things going on, and I wish you the best with everything, including on the new book. I would love to have a chance to talk about that. That would be fascinating. Receiving rave reviews with the book Catholics Read the Scriptures, Commentary on Benedict XVI's Verbum Domini by Bevil Bramwell, O-M-I. Bevil is B-E-V-I-L. Bramwell, B-R-A-M-W-E-L-L. Book available at Amazon, readersmagnet.com, all of the usual places. Father, I'll take just a second here at the end. Helping you get the message out on Catholics Read the Scriptures is Reader's Magnet. How has it been working with them? What's the experience been like?
It's actually been very good, a very professional group of people, and always very concerned to check back with me. Because obviously they don't know me, and they only get to know me in the process. And as a result, you know, they do a lot of phone calls and emails and so on. And gradually we're forming things like websites, organizing interviews, organizing press releases, and all these kinds of things. And they do those very efficiently and very well.
Well, I thank them for arranging our conversation today. Bramwell, Father Bevil Bramwell, B-R-A-M-W-E-L-L-O-M-I, is our guest. The book is Catholics Read the Scriptures, Commentary on Benedict XVI's Verbum Domini. And you'll find all the information at readersmagnet.com, of course, Amazon, the usual places, and information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Father, a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully we can continue the conversation. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Rick. That was really wonderful. Thank you again.
It was our pleasure. Catholics Read the Scriptures, the book written by Father Bevil Bramwell. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.